aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone who wishes to increase their leadership skills and improve their career. My name is Gary Davison, and I am the poobah of the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Each week, we'll do a deep dive into the skills and elements of skill set development to help you reach greater heights and to help you grow those leaders around you. What can you expect from the Lodge of Leaders podcast? It's simple. My name is Gary Davison, and I am a leader with 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 20 leaders to executive level positions in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, university faculty member, a board member on many charities, in addition to the roles I've held outside of the field of education. These all give me a very unique perspective that I can bring to helping to grow you and the leaders around you. After you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems that I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and thus your career will prosper. You can expect to grow, and you can expect to grow those around you if you put the work into your skill set and you're honest with your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Hello, Lodge members. Here we are again for Principal Mentor Series number 34. Today, this is one I just have to smile. When we're talking about leading by giving feedback. As a principal, everything you do is tied to feedback, whether it be yourself and what you're telling yourself throughout the day, your staff, your initial team, your students, your community. When you're giving positive feedback, encouragement, you're seeking to reinforce or you're seeking to replicate some sort of performance or behavior constantly over and over again. Or if you're looking to give more critical feedback, it's to either instruct or it's to improve the performance. So everything you do as a leader of your building, when you're walking around, you're either reinforcing or you're instructing. You're reinforcing or you're instructing. All of it means that you're trying to get optimum performance from everyone around you. Elon Musk once said, it's very important to have a feedback loop when you're constantly thinking about what you've done and how it can be done better. Well, certainly he has been very successful in the area of using feedback. Just look at the results. The success indicators for leading with feedback, not just giving feedback, but being a part of your active leading force on your team. Number one, establish your core values. Establish what are those things that are important to you. Is feedback, is having those hard conversations, having those pleasant conversations, is that a part of who you are? Two, decide what your non-negotiables are. What are those things that you just cannot stand for in your organization or within the performance of your team or your team members? What are those things that you must say something about? I see a lot of leaders every day who they lead by hoping. They hope that someone improves their performance, or, you know, they like to do the encouragement part, but boy, the critical feedback is the one that gets them every time. And they might just say, well, it would be nice if, and they just sit back and hope. I'm not telling you to go out there and be mean to people, but you want to be very honest and very upfront. And if you have that as a part of your reputation and a part of your credibility with your team, then it's going to make it so much easier when you have to have a conversation with someone who needs to improve their performance. Number three, be very intentional about this one. Structure a feedback time. Have every member of your team come in once a month and give them some very specific feedback on how they're performing. You will see tremendous benefits when you lead by being intentional about it and scheduling it. You cannot avoid it. Once you get very good with that, then as you're just doing your walkthroughs, you're walking around, meeting people, talking to people, you can use that. Use feedback as your tool for implementing improved performance everywhere you go at all times. That's your condition. Number four, make feedback or encouragement a part of your natural language. By making it a part of your natural language, you're also making it a part of the verbal culture within your building. And number five, like I said before, have some formal opportunities for it, but also have informal opportunities for it so that they see you at the epicenter of wanting to give that feedback. And the other part, this is not number six, but this is close to number six, is if you're going to be giving feedback as a part of what you do, you've got to be willing to accept feedback. You've got to be willing to listen to it and not only hear it, but understand it, digest it, and then act upon it. That's what you want others to do. You've got to model that. You know, there are a lot of things that happen in our building. You know, at all times, I'll be walking around talking to everybody and just giving subtle things along the way about how things could be better, about how what we're doing, we're just really rocking this, keep this going, boy, and then just really playing into that. As you're giving feedback when you're walking around, you're also taking the opportunity to insert culture time within that. If I see a staff member come up, I ask them about their family, ask them how they're doing, if there's something significant that they've been involved with recently, I talk to them about that. And then as I'm doing that, I bring in encouragement, I bring in feedback, and I weave it in to my normal conversations. Guys, as a walkout today, again, intentionally, if you're not used to doing this, intentionally set up a time for your team members. That's going to be critical. Select and zero in. Put a time span on this. Give yourself 2 weeks, 3 weeks on what you're going to specifically and intentionally do this. Chart it and then see how it has gone.
This podcast, The Lodge of Leaders, is sponsored exclusively by Greater Development, LLC. At Greater Development, they will develop, grow, and skillfully hone your leadership skill set. Let's face it, even Hall of Fame athletes, the greatest in their respective fields, have private coaches. Aren't your skills as important? Don't you want to be more effective and a fulfilled leader? They can help you. You can contact them at www.greaterdevelopmentllc.com. Let them help you reach your excellence.
Lodge members, thanks for listening today to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Before we go, I have a request. If you liked today's episode, please add a review of the Lodge of Leaders podcast on either Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you've been listening. You can join the Lodge by going to drgarydavison.com and leaving me a comment, or simply going to questions@lodgeofleaderspodcast.com. All of the questions and comments will be part of upcoming episodes. Until we meet again, please remember that experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.